The bunny song is how all my employees will show just how much they love the bunny. How nothing is more important than the bunny. How they do anything for the bunny. And it goes something like this. The bunny, the bunny, whoa, I love the bunny. I don't love my soup or my bread, just the bunny. The bunny, the bunny, yeah, I love the bunny. I gave everything that I had for the bunny. I don't want no health food when it's time to feed. A big bag of bunnies is all that I need. I don't want no buddies to come out and play. I'll sit on my sofa, eat bunnies all day. I won't eat no beans, and I won't eat tofu. That stuff is for sissies, but bunnies are cool.
So tiny and cute, yeah, you're all about love in your little furry suit. That is of which I'm talking of. Some people try to put you down, but you just eat the celery in the face. You're gonna hop around the world and on up into outer space, yeah.
Baby bunny,
hop hop a doobity boo.
Baby bunny, ooh, oh, oh. Baby bunny,
hop hop a doobity boo.
Baby bunny, ooh.
Hop, hop, a doobity boo.
Baby bunny, ooh, oh, oh.
Keep on keeping on, bringing on that fuzzy.
Baby bunny.
Rabbit Foo Foo riding through the forest, scooping up the field mice and popping them on the head. Down came the good fairy and said, "Little Rabbit Foo Foo, I don't like your attitude, scooping up the field mice and popping them on the head. I'm going to give you 3 chances to change, and if you don't, I'm going to turn you into a goonie." Little Rabbit Foo Foo riding through the forest, scooping up the wriggly worms and bopping them on the head. Down came the good fairy and said, "Little Rabbit Foo Foo, I don't like your attitude, scooping up the wriggly worms and bopping them on the head. You've got 2 chances to change, and if you don't, I'm going to turn you into a goonie." Little Rabbit Foo Foo riding through the forest, scooping up the tigers and bopping them on the head. Down came the good fairy and said, "Little Rabbit Foo Foo, I don't like your attitude, scooping up the tigers and bopping them on the head. You've got 1 chance left to change, and if you don't, I'm going to turn you into a goonie." Little Rabbit Foo Foo riding through the forest, scooping up the goblins and bopping them on the head. came the good fairy and said, "Little Rabbit Fufu, I don't like your attitude, scooping up the goblins and bopping them on the head. You've got no chances left, so I'm going to turn you into a goonie."
President Carter got into his boat, wasn't in a hurry, wanted to float. Think about the country, think about sin. Along swam a rabbit and he tried to climb in. And what did Jimmy say? "I don't want a bunny wunny in my widow old boat, in my widow old boat in the pond. For the bunny might be crazy and it bite me in the foot, in my widow old boat in the pond. I don't want a bunny wunny in my widow old boat, in my widow old boat in the pond. For the bunny might be crazy and it bite me in the foot, in my widow old boat in the pond." Look at him swimming, look at him fly, ears laid back and a gleam in his eye. Hissing through his front teeth, swimming like a seal. If you were the president, how would you feel? You'd probably say, "I don't want a bunny bunny in my widow old boat, in my widow old boat in the pond. For the bunny might be crazy and it bite me in the foot, in my widow old boat in the pond." President Carter saved the day, splashed with a paddle, rabbit swam away. Jimmy was a hero, felt it in his bones, said in the words of John Paul Jones,
said in the words of John Paul Jones,
"I don't want a bunny bunny in my widow old boat, in my widow old boat in the pond. For the bunny might be crazy and it bite me in the foot, in my widow old boat in the pond. I don't want a bunny bunny in my widow old boat, in my widow old boat in the pond. For the bunny might be crazy and it bite me in the foot, in my widow old boat in the pond. In my widow old boat in the pond."
It's Not Easy Being a Bunny by Marilyn Sadler, illustrated by Roger Bullen. PJ Funny Bunny was very sad. He did not like being a bunny. His mother made him eat cooked carrots every day. He had far too many brothers and sisters. And his ears were very big. One day, PJ decided to leave home. "I don't want to be a bunny anymore," said PJ. "I want to be a bear." And PJ went to live with the bears. But when the bears went to sleep for the winter, PJ could not sleep at all. Living with the bears was not very exciting. So PJ said, "I don't want to be a bear. I want to be a bird." And PJ went to live with the birds. PJ liked being a bird until he tried to fly. So PJ said, "I don't want to be a bear or a bird. I want to be a beaver." And PJ went to live with the beavers. The beavers liked to work very hard. PJ did not like to work at all. So PJ said, "I don't want to be a bear or a bird or a beaver. I want to be a pig." And PJ went to live with the pigs. But the only thing that pigs liked to do was sit in the mud. So PJ said, "I don't want to be a bear or a bird or a beaver or a pig. I want to be a moose." And PJ went to live with the moose. Could not make good moose calls. So PJ said, "I don't want to be a bear or a bird or a beaver or a pig or a moose. I want to be a possum." And PJ went to live with the possums. The possums like to hang upside down, but hanging upside down gave PJ a headache. So PJ said, "I don't want to be a bear or a bird or a beaver or a pig or a moose or a possum. I want to be a skunk." And PJ went to live with the skunks. It did not take PJ very long to find out that he did not like living with the skunks. So PJ said, "I don't want to be a bear or a bird or a beaver or a pig or a moose or a possum or, most of all, a skunk. What I really want to be is a bunny." So PJ hurried home. The funny bunnies were very happy to see him. PJ was very happy to see them. That night, PJ ate all of his cooked carrots and played with every one of his brothers and sisters. He was so happy to be a bunny again that he did not care that his ears were very big. At least everyone can see that I am a bunny, PJ said, and not a bear or a bird or a beaver or a pig or a moose or a possum or a skunk.
Eating up everything Bunny sees. Grass and carrots quick as you please, slathered in mayo and cheddar cheese. Lumberin' Bunny ain't like the other buns. Lumberin' Bunny weighs 7 tons. Lumberin' Bunny, he loves to eat, but he can't see his own lucky rabbit's feet. Bunny loves to nibble when he gets the chance, but show him Bunny kibble and he looks askance. Give Bunny pizza, he starts to dance. Every Every 2 weeks, Bunny buys new pants. Lumberin' Bunny, quiet as a quake. Lumberin' Bunny, the meadow starts to shake. Lumberin' Bunny watches right and left, but he's happiest watching Iron Chef. We unveil the ingredient. Carrot-flavored bacon. Never ate a salad or a sandwich, not when there was barbecue around. As he emptied out his larder, didn't notice how much harder it was to get off the ground. Bunny finally got so big, the spider next door made a web.
Some pig.
So Bunny finally changed his tune and works out with Richard Simmons every afternoon. Exercising Bunny, moving with the groove. Weight watching Bunny, watch himself improve. Jazzercising Bunny, doing everything right. But he still gets a pizza every Friday night.
Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, your coat is mighty gray. Yes, my friend, I like it that way. Every little soul must shine. Every little soul must shine. Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, your tail's mighty white. Better to see me in the cool black night. Every little soul must shine. Every little soul must shine. Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, your ears are mighty fluffy. Yes, my friend, I'm a tough little bunny. Every little soul must shine. Every little soul. Sing your song. Every little soul must shine. Every little soul must shine. Every little soul must shine. Every little soul must shine.
This is the story of the hare who lost his spectacles.
Owl loved to rest quietly whilst no one was watching. Sitting on a fence one day, he was surprised when suddenly a kangaroo ran close by. Now, this may not seem strange, but when Owl overheard kangaroo whisper to no one in particular, "The hare has lost his spectacles," well, he began to wonder. Presently, the moon appeared from behind a cloud, and there, lying on the grass, was hare. In the stream that flowed by the grass, a newt. And sitting astride a twig of a bush, a bee. Ostensibly motionless, the hare was trembling with excitement, for without his spectacles, he appeared completely helpless. Where were his spectacles? Could someone have stolen them? Had he mislaid them? What was he to do? Bee wanted to help, and thinking he had the answer, began, "You probably ate them, thinking they were a carrot." "No," interrupted Owl, who was wise. "I have good eyesight, insight, and foresight. How could an intelligent hare make such a silly mistake?" But all the time, Owl had been sitting on the fence, scowling. A kangaroo were hopping mad at this sort of talk. She thought herself a far superior in intelligence to the others, as she was their leader, their guru. She had the answer, "Hare, you must go in search of the optician." But then she realised that Hare were completely helpless without his spectacles, and so Kangaroo loudly proclaimed, "I can't send Hare in search of anything." "You can, Guru, you can," shouted Newt. "You can send him with Owl." But Owl had gone to sleep. And Newt, and you too much to be stopped by so small a problem. "You can take him in your pouch." But alas, Hare was much too big to fit into Kangaroo's pouch. All this time, it had been quite plain to Hare that the others knew nothing about spectacles. And as for all their tempting ideas, well, Hare didn't care. He lost spectacles for his own affair. And after all, Hare did have a spare. A pair. Bear.
I'm in love with a bunny at the Playboy Club. Last night I went with some friends to the Playboy Club to live it up, and I saw a girl I wanted to make my own true love. Yes, I did. She was a bunny in a little pink costume, the prettiest girl I've ever seen. But with the two pink rabbit ears a-sticking up, I said, "That's the girl for me." But the problem was, how to pick her up when every guy in the place had tried. Last night I fell head over heels in love with a swinging bunny,
with a swinging bunny.
Yeah, Playboy Club. Yeah, 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 yeah. She came to a table and said, "Can I take your order?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Bring me half a dozen swinging little bunnies like you." I was trying to be cute. She said, "We're here to serve the customers and to lend some atmosphere. But if there's anything else that you have in mind, well, mister, you can't get it here." As she put me down, so I thought I'd try a little white lie. Once again I sized up the girl, and I figured she wanted to be an actress. So I said, "I'm a talent scout, and you ought to be in the movies. I mean it." She said, "You really think so, mister?" To tell the truth, I think so too. "But if you really were a talent scout, you wouldn't come on like you do." You see, she could spot a phony. I've been called that before. But how I love that girl. Last night I fell head over heels in love
with a swinging bunny.
Yeah, Playboy Club. Yeah, hear me now. Well, I still had a few things left in my bag of tricks. So I thought I'd lay my cards directly on the line. Yes, I would. I said, "I know a lot of guys try to pick you up, and I guess I'm trying to. So let's cut out all this Mickey Mouse and let me go out with you." Well, she kind of smiled and said, "I like your style, but it's against the rules." So last night I fell head over heels in love with swinging bunny. Yeah, Playboy Club.
Yeah,
now every night I let her come in there. All I can do is stare. Have my bunny at the Playboy Club. Yeah.
monkey foot, then I died. Now, hello, my name is Samsonite Luggage. You took me to California for a little while. Yeah, you filled me full of junk, and then you throwed me in your trunk. Now you try to tell me I'm out of style. I'm just a Ken doll living in an electric world. Now you won't see me shining when the lights is on. You can't take me on a romantic date, put me on top of somebody's cake, make a wish, blow me out, I'll be gone.
One day, a long, long time ago, Mama Bunny turned to Junior Bunny and said, "Junior Bunny, we're out of food, and I need you to run down to the farm and get us some food for breakfast. I know that this is a terrible, terrible time, and I need you to be very, very careful on your way. You remember what those horrible men did to that beautiful man just the other day?" I do, Mama. I remember. It was horrible. Just it was terrible, Mama. I'll be careful. I will be very, very careful, Mama." And true to his word, that's what Junior Bunny did. He was very, very careful. He had grabbed his basket and went from tree to tree, just glancing once over to where they had laid Jesus just 3 days before. Junior had gotten his eggs and was heading back. When he couldn't quite stand it, he went over closer to where they had laid the body of Jesus. The tomb was still present, and as he was there, to his utter amazement and surprise, he noticed a glowing coming from inside the tomb. And then there were two gigantic men standing in bright, brilliant white. They'd grabbed a hold of the stone, rolled it to the side, and Junior Bunny watched as Jesus emerged from the tomb. Well, as you can imagine, this surprised Junior Bunny quite a little bit, and he went scurrying home as quickly as he could. Junior ran inside and said,
"Mama, Mama, Mama, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive! Mama, 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 he's alive, he's alive, he's alive!"
Now, Junior, stop. What are you... Junior, hold... Stop, Junior! As you can imagine, Mama Bunny was somewhat perplexed. a little bit surprised and a lot shocked when she saw Junior's empty basket. But Junior was not to be dissuaded. Junior.
It's Junior. I saw it. I saw him in white. I saw him back to school. I saw Junior come out of the grave. Listen, he's alive. 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 He's alive.
Junior, where is breakfast?
I don't know, Mama, but he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. I saw it. I saw the whole thing. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
Junior, go back and get our breakfast. As you can imagine, Junior was a little bit shocked when he looked in his basket as well. He had filled it up to the top, and so he turned and went back along the same route that he had come before. As Junior Bunny was returning, he saw boys and girls all over picking up eggs and saying to their parents, "Mom, Dad, look, I saw this little bunny running through the woods, leaving off these eggs." When little Junior Bunny heard this and saw what they were doing, he ran up to the children and said,
No, it's not about the eggs. It's because he's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. I saw it with my own eyes. I watched him. He came out of the grave. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
Of course, the children didn't understand him because they had never heard a bunny talk and didn't know how to understand. Well, of course, that makes me wonder, have you ever heard a bunny talk? Well, now you know the real story of the Easter Bunny.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the distinguished honor of conducting a special interview with someone who has never been interviewed before. Good evening, sir. And what is your name, please?
Hello. I am Easter Bunny.
Mr. Bunny, I understand that you have been writing a book. Is that right?
Yes, I have. I've been writing a book. It is called...
People Get Ready.
We're hiding Easter eggs.
I see. Well, what gave you the idea in the first place to write this book?
We see.
A friend of mine gave me 10 little bottles of some special stuff that he had brewed up himself.
Yeah, okay. Well, who are some of the characters in your book?
Well, my main character is... It's all about him teaching his girlfriend.
Shirley, Shirley, for Burley, Banana, Banana, for Burley, be fine, oh, Merle, Shirley.
Who is really in love with
Danny Boy,
who is a very good friend of
my friend, the Jolly Green Giant,
who in reality is Mr.
Goldfinger,
who knows all about hiding Easter eggs.
Well, do you spend much time on this book?
Yes, I do. Sometimes I even work
all day and all of the night.
And this causes my mother, Mama Bunny, to worry about me. And one night, she came into my room and begged me to... But I can't help it, because I must write this book and teach the world how to find Easter eggs. And when I get a good idea, sometimes I feel just like...
I've got a tiger by the tail.
But sometimes, when it gets too much for me, and I...
go to pieces and I want to hide.
And when I feel like I need a rest, I put on my...
long black veil.
And I go, and I take a ride on the...
ferry, cross the Mersey.
And I go to visit...
my girl, my girl, my girl, talking about...
Well, Mr. Bunny, I wish you the best of luck in the future and hope that someday your book will sell a lot of copies.
Thank you. Someday, I hope to be
the richest, richest man alive.
And then I can be
king of the road.
Well, Mr. Easter Bunny, I've enjoyed very much talking to you.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for the interview, because I hope things work out, because I sure am tired of living in a rabbit hole.
Well, I'm sure your book will be a great success, and I feel personally...
change all come.
Hello. Did you know that rabbits have a Christmas just like you and me? Oh, yes. They even have a Christmas tree.
Rabbits have a Christmas just like you and me. Rabbits have a Christmas. They even have a tree. Rabbits have a Christmas, tell you how I know. Met a little bunny, he told me where they go. They all run into the woods, and they look for the prettiest Christmas tree that you've ever seen. Then they take it up on top of a hill, then they have to trim it. Rabbits have a Christmas, just like you and me. Rabbits have a Christmas, even have a tree. Hopping with a hip hop, merrily they trot, till they reach the hilltop to their hidden spot.
Here's a little rabbit coming along with a candy cane. There's one with a beautiful bell. There's one with a star. He's going to put way up on top.
Now the tree they start to trim with colored bells for all to see. Candy, how they sing a hymn and dance around the Christmas tree. Rabbits have a Christmas just like you and me. Rabbits have a Christmas, they even have a tree. Christmas Eve they're sleeping in their beds of hay. Not a sound or peeping, cause Santa's on his way. The Santa's on his way, the Santa's on his way. See? Even rabbits have a Christmas.
Wish I was a whisker on the Easter Bunny's chin. Everywhere he'd hop, 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 I'd hop along with him. I could do what Bunny does and go where Bunny goes. I would have the best front seat right underneath his nose. How surprised my friends would be if they knew that it was me running in between their legs, hiding all their Easter eggs. Wish I was a whisker on the Easter Bunny's chin. I'd be half, half happy just to hop, hop, hop with him.
As I came through the door, grandest fellow in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look us over, we'll be the proudest couple in the Easter parade. On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the guy I'm taking to the Easter parade.
On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure.
I knew I had to play that one at some point today, just because it's a bunny show, right? So Easter bonnet, Easter bunny, honest mistake, okay? Anyway, good evening, my friends. Welcome once again to the Bit Slap, and today we have a show on bunnies. I want to tell you, this one was a rough one because I got, halfway through it when I realized, hey, I already did a bunny show not long ago, 12 years. I mean, that's geological KBC time. That's nothing. And then I had to pull half the crap out, but we still have a bunch of reruns in here today, because that's how it goes when you're low on stuff, right? Anyway, from the top, we heard from the Veggie Tales, and that was, of course, the bunny song, the bunny. Parry Grip, that was Baby Bunny. Little Rabbit Foo Foo, not Little Bunny Foo Foo, but that was Little Rabbit Foo Foo Foo. I had somebody who did not care to leave his name. Tom Paxton, I Don't Want a Bunny Wunny. That goes way back, doesn't it? How many remember that happened? Most of you weren't born? Yeah, maybe not. It's Not Easy Being a Bunny. That was a book by Marilyn Sadler. I did not get the guy's name reading it, so it doesn't matter. All right. Lumberin' Bunny from Tom Smith. Casper Baby Pants in Person. That was Mr. Rabbit. Let's see. The Hare Who Lost His Spectacles was From Jethro Tull, mostly Jeffrey Hammond off of the Passion Play record. It was In Between the Two Sides. Remember? Yeah. Let's see. I'm In Love with the Bunny was Paul Hampton. The Chocolate Easter Bunny. I'm Handsome and Sweet, But I'm Hollow Inside from the Urban Pioneers. Jonathan giving us the lowdown on the real Easter Bunny story. Alan and Day. I knew there had to be a break-in on this somewhere, and that was, of course, I Am the Easter Bunny. Right? Yes. Rabbits Have a Christmas. I knew that. And that was Lynn Barnaby Sheldon from 1958. Rabbits Have a Christmas. Who'd have thunk? Gayla Peavy, Wish I Was a Whisker. Gayla Peavy, of course, member from One a Hippopotamus, and also she grew up to become Jamie Horton and have a hit with Robot Man. Remember? Yeah. That's why I'm here. To poke your little memory. And, of course, Judy Garland in your Easter bonnet. So I've got my Easter bonnet on today because it's, what's the day before Easter called? I don't know. But anyway, here I am getting this thing in late because it really took a lot of grinding. But this is what I do. So I'll tell you what, be enjoyable and everything else. Stay tuned. Right now, here's a word from one of our sponsors.
Hey, do you see what I see, Johnny?
Yeah. It's a big fat rabbit.
Hey, you the Easter Bunny? You're up kind of late, aren't you?
Just finishing up the rounds. Had a lot of eggs to deliver this Easter.
How come you're driving a car there? I saw that you hopped around.
Well, this is the modern way to hop around, Mary. You see, I'm a pretty big bunny.
Yeah!
I need lots of room in a car. My legs are very long, and my feet awful big, and my ears, well, when I found that a Corvair had so much room inside, I decided that was a car for me.
Say, where do you carry everything?
I have two places. One is right here in back, where I carry all my carrots. The back seat folds down, just like in a station wagon.
Wow!
And the second place...
We know, up front. Got any eggs up there?
Might be. Let's go look. Yes, I think I see a couple way down there. Just a minute.
Find him, Mr. Easter Bunny?
Yep. Coming right out. These are the last two. Sure carried a load of eggs in that trunk today.
Thank you, Mr. Easter Bunny. Boy, what do we tell the folks about this?
Oh, they'll never believe you, Johnny. Who ever heard of a rabbit driving a Corvair? So long.
So long, Mr. Easter Bunny.
Rabbit pie day, so every Friday that ever comes along, I get up early and sing this little song. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Bang, 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 bang goes the farmer's gun. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, 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 run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Don't give the farmer his fun, fun, fun. He'll get by without his rabbit pie. So run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run.
I know.
Yes, I know.
I know.
Yes, I know. That's where
find me a place to lie down. To lie down.
To lie down.
To lie down.
To lie down. To lie down.
Find me a place to lie down. I'll feast you tonight while I'm shining bright. Find me a place to lie down. The track with a chicken on my back. Soles on my shoes are nearly gone. There's an old farmer's shed up the road just a bit. That's where I'll rest my weary bone.
Weary bone.
Weary bone.
Weary bone.
My weary bone. That's where I'll rest my weary bone. There's an old farmer's shed up the road just a bit. That's where I'll rest my weary bone. In a log and ain't got no dog. How will I get him? I know. I'll get me a briar, I twist in his hair. That's the way I get him. I know.
I know.
Yes, I know.
I know.
Yes, I know. That's the way I get him. I know. I'll get me a briar, I twist in his hair. That's the way I get him. I know.
I I jumped the rabbit, rabbit run. I went home and got my old John gun. I went pow, 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 rain, rain all day. I died an old cat, old cat, a mighty dog, old mighty cat. Up all night, it went rat, 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 popping, baby, all night. Little tiny tail, ten men and all, right tail, right, white, and we eyes with your hand on your hip.
A mighty bad habit of flipping through the turnip patch, a cutting down the cabbage. Did you ever see such a rabbit? Well, I never did. That am the worst rabbit ever I see. Look here, rabbit. You am too Scandinavian. Penny bought a cinematicious on exclusive deucinacious disease, you hear me? Now you go in here. I ain't going to do it.
Of course.
Down hat and a jig tail coat and a hair on your head like a big billy goat. Old hat jumped in the bottom of the pot and the wild goose flew and the gander trot. He was a trotter. Oh, rabbit, ain't you shame. Indeed I ain't. I had a little dog and his name was Tuss, and the dog little fool kept a bobbing in the dust. And if it rains, he'll get mud on him. Well, the Lord bless me and my derogatory. Did you ever see such a rabbit? I never did.
Oh, boy.
Calling a rabbit, a hag, a polecat mag, a raccoon mush, a cane bud soup, and a pick 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 a pick.
Good gravy.
A rabbit, 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 ain't you shame? You're looking mighty thin. Yes, by golly, but I'm cutting through the wind. Say, look here, rabbit, you am certainly mighty fine. You can run home faster than old Scandalous Brian. I wish you'd hurry. Look here, you're too scandalous for anybody's affinity. You hear that?
Oh, go on.
I don't know nothing about them things. You don't? Well, then don't be so derogatory again. You hear me? Oh, hush, I ain't going to do it. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. You're mighty bold. Yes, indeed I am, and I'm the slickest one to jump into my hole. Hollering a rabbit, a hag, a polecat mash, a raccoon mush, a jay bud soup, and a peck a peck a peck a peck a peck a peck a peck.
Good gravy.
I tell you, you am certainly mighty, Mr. Rabbit. Indeed you am. You hear that? I know that. I know that. Possum am a bacon brown. Sweet potatoes all around. Hollering a rabbit, a hank, and a polecat mash, a raccoon mush, and a jaybird soup, and a peck a peck a peck a peck a peck.
Good gravy. Oh, go on.
Don't send a rabbit to the store to bring home carrots and put them on the shelf.
Oh, no.
You send a rabbit to the store to bring home carrots. He'll eat them all himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had a gal and I had a pal, as true as he could be.
Yeah, yeah.
However, sent my pal to fetch my gal and he stole her love from me.
Don't send a
monkey to the store to bring home bananas for your appetite.
Oh, no.
You send a monkey to the store to bring home bananas that you won't eat tonight. Don't send an elephant to the store to bring home peanuts, like the fella tells.
Oh, no.
You send an elephant to the store to bring home peanuts, and you'll get peanut shells.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My buddy asks to borrow my car, so what was I to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I let my buddy take my car, and he took my baby out to.
Don't send a
rabbit to the store to bring home carrots and put them on the shelf. You send a rabbit to the store to bring home carrots,
he'll eat them all himself.
And don't send no doggy for bones, neither.
It's April Fool's, you teats. So with big long ears and my little pink nose, I'll be hopping down your streets. But the only thing I ask for is a little privacy.
Don't fucking look at me!
This is gonna be fun. Kristen gets nachos, Mark gets twine, silly Angie gets a parking fine. Corey puts it on his skin.
Or he gets the hose again.
Chell gets a purple bovine. That's because you're all on the naughty list. No, you're not cool with me. Just kidding. Just as long as you give me a little privacy.
Oh, you want a hug? Come here. I'll hug you with my fucking teeth!
I'll color your candies with crushed up bugs, although that's not really far from the truth. And you know you want some chocolate from the Easter Bunny.
Here's a big fat chocolate Easter Bunny poop.
You know it's April Fool's, so just play it cool and don't take it over your head. Because if you do, then I'll make you
motherfucking dead. I'm gonna rip out your fucking eyes and pull them out your fart box, you fuck!
I hope you have a great time on Easter Day this year. April Fool's is pretty cool. To that I'll drink a beer. So cheers to jokes and angry folks. I hope you have a blast. So have a happy holiday and kiss my furry ass. Yes, have a happy holiday.
This is the only fucking day I have fun.
Yes, have a happy holiday.
I'm gonna shit on fucking everything.
Yes, have a happy holiday and kiss my furry.
You motherfucker!
Shadows every time you play, but now I'm in the lights, so come and see me on the stage. The time for games is over. Well, that's not really true, because tonight my show will toy with your mind till you're through. Our time has been divine. I'd hate for this to end, but it's a shame you have to die. Now everybody get your hands up, it's time to scream. Don't look so blue, we're having fun now, aren't we? Oh, what big ears you.
It's a sad little rabbit nobody knows. His jet black fur is matted down. He wears a crucifix and a frown. Here comes Peter Goffintail, moping along the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's gone away. Inside the research facility, the bunnies test new commodities. The fur is matted and black on top, their eyes blood red from the chemical drop. Now here comes Peter Goffintail, trudging down the
vocal cords. Peter Cottontail isn't from the fairy tales. He's the only like a wolf too depressed to reproduce.
I saw my first crocus tonight by the little headstone over at the gate, and it reminded me it's that season again.
When the fungus starts in spread and the werewolves start their shed, it's a sure sign of spring. When the monsters check their stitches and date up the local witches, it's a sure sign of spring. Everywhere there's excitement in the air as creatures stir from their gloom. Fangs get polished, capes get pressed, and claws get freshly groomed. When the grouchiest of she-wolves gets girlish with the he-wolves, it's a sure sign of spring. When the casket lids are thrust off and the mummies shake their dust off, it's a sure sign of spring. When in every cemetery ghouls are whistling so merry, it can only mean one thing. It's a sure, sure sign of a spring. In every forest glade, all the spooks are on parade, showing off to the crowds. Open clawed pumps over cobweb holes with a new Bermuda length shroud. When the zombies start their stirring and the cat girls start in purring, it's a sure sign of spring. When each little girl amoeba acts like she's the queen of Sheba, it's a sure sign of spring. When the ghosts close up their cupboards and move out to the suburbs, it can only mean one thing. It's a sure, sure sign of spring.
Once were the best bunny at the Playboy Club. You're getting to be a rabbit with me. I just sit there and stare as you hop from shrub to shrub. You're getting to be a rabbit with me. When I proposed to you that evening last spring, you said you'd be my mate. So I went out and bought a 2-carat ring, and both of them you ate. Then your ears grew an inch and your nose began to twitch, and I noticed your tail was attached permanently. So I keep you in the backyard in a wooden hutch, 'cause you're getting to be a little too much like Bugs Bunny. You're getting to be a rabbit with me. I feel like something's switching, it's all so strange and new. Egad, my nose is twitching, I'm a rabbit too. I'm getting to be a rabbit, hippity hop, I love you. I'm getting to be a rabbit like you. Move over, honey, and pass the lettuce.
Searching far and wide for just where those varmints hide, and once they find them, they'll know what to do. 'Cause when a bunny bee sees our enemies, he reports to the queen of the bunny bees. She sends out the BBBs to zing, zing, zing 'em. Then the enemy flees from the BBBs, and the queen is pleased with the victories. She decrees the bunny bees should sing.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz. Oh, they search above the mountains and behind the waterfalls. They search beneath the cut-to vine and by the valley walls. For the bunny bees all knew, if you're stuck without a clue, there ain't that much a BBB can do. 'Cause when a bunny bee sees our enemies, he reports to the queen of the bunny bees. She sends out the BBBs to zing, zing, zing 'em. Then the enemy flees from the BBBs, and the queen is pleased with the victories. She decrees the bunny bees should sing.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
bunny hop? Is everybody ready to do the bunny hop? Well, here we go. Now, everybody hop, 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 like the bunny, bunny, hop, 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 like the bunny, bunny, hop, 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 like the bunny, bunny, hop, 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 everybody, everybody, hop, 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 like the bunny, bunny, hop, 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 like the bunny, bunny, hop, 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 like the bunny. Now everybody, everybody, now everybody, I said everybody, now everybody touch your head, everybody touch your ears, everybody touch your nose, and everybody touch your toes, now everybody rub your tummy, and everybody touch your shoulder. And everybody hop, 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 hop.
Let's see if we can race your needle to the end of the record.
So I did, okay? Sue me. We start up top with a Corvair commercial featuring the Easter Bunny. A 2-minute commercial. Yeah, for an Easter Bunny. Imagine that. Run, Rabbit, Run was Flanagan and Allen from, I'm not sure if they were British piano hall guys or not, but there they are. Run, Rabbit, Run. They have a different idea about rabbits in England than we do. Rabbit on the Log, Jim and Jesse, that's from the Carolinas, I think. Run, Mr. Rabbit, Run was Smiling Smokey Lynn. Oh, yeah, he's smiling all the way to the bank. Let's see, Cottontail Boogie was Hanley Johnson. Rabbit Hash was Billy Golden. Billy Golden was one of the bigger vaudeville stars of the day. He was black and had to perform in blackface, just like Burt Williams did. Imagine that. Don't Send a Rabbit was, believe it or not, Dwayne Hickman, Dobie Gillis himself. I did not know he had a record. I will check it out for you, and hopefully you'll never hear from it again, okay? Okay. Elton John, that was Jack Rabbit. It was an outtake from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road in 73. Let's see. The Crazy Easter Bunny was some sort of Happy Easter April Fool's thing. I don't know who did that, but there it was. It was not to be taken seriously. So come out of hiding, children. Bad Rabbit was Friday Night at Freddy's. Let's see. We heard Peter Gothentail was the Arrogant Worms. Sure Sign of Spring from Zachary. You're Getting to Be a Rabbit with Me was Alan Sherman, of course. My Bunny from Conroy Church in 1969. Let's see, the Bunny Bee song was something from the Cabbage Patch Kids. Hopefully it'll never come back. I try not to play stuff twice for that exact reason. Right, anyway, the Bunny Hop, two Bunny Hops. One from Mr. Derby, we took a crap off of that one. And the Bunny Hop from Ray Anthony, and yes, I had to play that too. Coming up, you'll recognize these, okay? So no introduction will be necessary. Next week, I'm thinking about doing a show on the moon because of the eclipse, but I don't know. We'll see. To the rest of the country, it doesn't matter, but here in Maine, we can see it. So I'm thinking about it. I might do that. That's 100 miles away. Anyway, I'm sorry for thinking out loud. I will, I'll check in with you later, all right? Have a good one.
Well, now, here's a shopping tip from the makers of Einbinder Flypaper. Ladies, it's never too early to plan for your Easter celebration. So, isn't it about time now that you started shopping for some brightly colored spring flypaper to go on your Easter bonnet? As I'm sure you're aware, flies have difficulty telling the artificial fruit and flowers on ladies' hats from the real thing. You certainly don't want to be embarrassed by having insects swarm around your head as you attend services at the church of your choice on Easter Sunday. So better act now while ample supplies of yellow, orange, and pink flypaper remain for the coming spring season. But remember, the latest fashion shades are available only in genuine Einbinder flypaper, the brand you've gradually grown to trust over the course of three generations.
I got big bunny ears. They are so long and flat. They are the very reasons I never wear a hat. My teeth stick out in front like pickets in a fence. And as far as riches go, I'm not white 2 cents. But I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was an elephant, then I'd be really sunk. For every place I'd ever go, I'd have to take my trunk. Suppose I was a zebra with stripes from head to tail. I bet they'd think that I escaped and throw me back in jail. Oh, I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was a tall giraffe and swallowed carrots, yummy. With that long neck, I'd surely starve before they reach my tummy. Suppose I was a big fat pig, I might as well be frank. I wouldn't care to end up as some kiddie's piggy bank. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. What's up, Doc? Suppose I was a smelly skunk, I wouldn't have a friend. I'd be alone, excepting for a cent I couldn't spend. Suppose I was a gator in the swamps where time would drag, until the day when I'd be made into a traveling bag. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny. Suppose I was a turkey, then I'd end up on a tray, in the middle of the table on the next Thanksgiving Day. Suppose I was a bullfrog, croaking out a note, I'd dread the time when I would be a frog in someone's throat. So I'm glad to be the way I am. Who cares if I look funny? No matter what the others have, I'm glad that I'm Bugs Bunny.
That's all, folks.
What have I done? I've killed a rabbit. Poor little bunny. Poor little rabbit.